This love song was carried by the wind in the Jurassic Forest. It was probably a noisy world with thousands of other animal sounds, rushing streams and the rustle of giant ferns and coniferous trees. Fernando Monte Alegre at the University of Bristol in England studies how insects sing and hear. When he and his colleagues got their first look at a fossilized pair of katydid wings found in China, it was obvious that the 165-million-year-old bug, very similar to the cricket, was a music maker. Monte Alegre says Archebolius musicus, as the new species was named, already displayed features that modern-day katydids use to make sound.
One wing has, in extant species, has a file vein modified with a series of pegs, and the other wing has a scraper. So they open and close the wing, and during the closing cycle, they produce the sound. So the scraper goes down, the hits file teeth, and generate vibrations.
Monte Alegre and colleagues set out to recreate the Jurassic chirp by comparing the 7-centimeter-long katydid wings with those of 59 living bush cricket or katydid species. Unlike insects today that have varied rhythm and call patterns, Monte Alegre says A. musicus had a simple, single-frequency, pulsing tone.
So that would be something like... that the animal didn't have a special repertoire or a special combination of calls. It's supposed to be a primitive condition, just continuous singing. And in this case, the continuity will be given by every 1 second.
The male's low 6 kilohertz tone was especially adapted to carry over long distances at night. The mating call rose from the forest floor and captivated females, despite other Jurassic distractions. Monte Alegre says that sound marked a new era in acoustic evolution.
As many animals began to sing at the time, many animals developed these acoustic capabilities, and there was a noisy environment, so they need to produce private channels, and private channels just were attained using pre-tones and tuning the sender and receiver to the same respective frequencies for each animal.
But any predator that could have picked up that sound would have been a problem. Mammals may have fed on them. It wasn't until 100 million years later that bats appeared. By that time, katydids had developed ultrasonic mating calls that their enemies could not hear. The work is reported this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.